President Obama wants to increase cybersecurity beyond his executive order and will soon submit his priorities for legislation. The question many are wrestling with is, how do you prevent hacking without stifling innovation and infringing on privacy? Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
One way to learn about cybersecurity is to undermine it. At the University of Cincinnati, students from a wide variety of disciplines, including IT, business, and criminal justice, create pretend scenarios. They target somebody to hack, figure out the techniques to do it, while other teams defend the attacks. Information Technology Associate Professor Mark Stockman and Political Science Department Chair Richard Harknett look at one group's PowerPoint presentation.
We want this attack to be as sophisticated as possible. Okay, so one of the things that we'll do today is going to be iterative, right? So this is your first draft.
Before their planning even began, the class heard from the U.S. Cyber Command, Department of Homeland Security, GE Infrastructure, Kettering Police, and the Chicago-based penetration tester. This class is very timely. Just this year, the Department of Energy was hacked, so was the Federal Reserve. The Pentagon has pledged to increase its cybersecurity force fivefold from 900 people to 4,900 troops and civilians, knowing government secrets are at risk.
If you ever looked at the most recent pictures of the Chinese cruise missile, looks very much like ours, and the Chinese drone kind of looks like ours. And, you know, where's that coming from? It's coming from the loss and theft of intellectual property and research and development.
Harknett says if people outside the U.S. at very little cost can gain the information and steal our ideas, it puts them way ahead. The New York Times, itself hacked by the Chinese to get access to Chinese sources, says thousands of companies have been hacked in the last few years, and most don't report it. Among those subject to reports of online attacks, ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell, BP, ConocoPhillips, Coca-Cola, and more. Professor Stockman says we're hearing more about hacking, but there is probably more of it.
A lot of IT professionals were ashamed of the fact that their company had been hacked, so they kind of kept it hidden. And it's something different. You know, in the physical world, if your store gets broken into, you call the police. That's just what happens. But in the digital world, that doesn't happen. So you find a lot of companies really don't report these things. And that's one of the efforts that the federal government is trying to get, is the sharing of information when these things happen so we can do a better job at protecting our network.
The president's executive order would create wider sharing of government data on hacking for things like power grids. Bloomberg News also reports it directs the government to develop voluntary cybersecurity standards. But how far do you go? 85% of the infrastructure is private. The Cybersecurity Act failed to pass last year. Harknett says it would have mandated very moderate levels of security standards. The Chamber of Commerce was against it.
It made sense in the old time where, you know, you said, well, the United States has a border and we have a military to protect that border. But who protects GE's border or Fifth Third's border? Well, those are company borders. But the functioning of those big corporations and how they impact our economy has a national effect. So if they're vulnerable to attack, it's not just their company that's vulnerable, but it's our entire economy.
So who is doing the hacking? Our government says much of it is coming from the Chinese government. Reuters also implicates Russia, Eastern Europe, and the Middle East. Stockman says hacking isn't very hard these days. A middle schooler could do it with some hardware from the local computer store and a software program. There is a local effort to report hacking through the Department of Homeland Security,
where we have somebody relatively local here who's working with businesses to try to get them to share information. So the idea is if you get hacked, if you see something happening, you then give it to this central contact person. They feed it into a large database nationally, which then they can go and try to figure out, okay, where are things coming from and what's coming next, that the federal government can help industry and protecting themselves.
The UC students are realizing just how difficult a job it is to protect the government and industry from attacks. Nate Shelton is a fourth-year criminal justice and poli-sci major.
It's just interesting where the defense has to try to cover all these holes, where the offense only has to find one.
IT major Taylor Lloyd is more interested in how hackers are accomplishing what they do because he says there's always going to be exploits.
So regardless of what technology somebody uses, there's always going to be something that's going to cause a problem, regardless if it's a government agency or a large corporation.
Andrew Eve sees many solutions.
There's no silver bullet. There's no one answer. It's kind of a collective. It's coming together with the right solutions and the right patchwork of ideas that'll strengthen everybody. I don't think there'll ever be one, you know, end-all, be-all.
It's hard to know what cyber attacks are costing us. MoneyWeek reports, in just one case, the hacking of Sony's PlayStation network 2 years ago, adding up lost sales, legal fees, and other costs, totaled $170 million. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.